All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Had a solid week in week number 3 as I went 11-5, and I got things started on the right foot this past Thursday night here in week number 4 as I picked the Philadelphia Eagles to go on the road and defeat the Green Bay Packers, as this was a game that the Eagles needed to not only save their season but also keep up with the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC East. Now, we still have 13 good games on tap for tomorrow as well as the Monday night affair, and with that said, here are my picks for week number 4 in the NFL season. Now, in an interconference meeting, we're going to have the 1-2 Tennessee Titans traveling to Atlanta to take on the 1-2 Atlanta Falcons. Both of these teams are looking to get back to sea level. I look at Atlanta, they are a different team at home, while the Titans simply have not been able to figure it out after they went on the road in week number 1 and got a big victory versus the Cleveland Browns. I look at this Titans defense. They have to find a way to get to Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan early in this contest to frustrate him. And if they can't do that, and if Matt Ryan gets into a rhythm, the Titans are going to be in for a long afternoon. I still don't believe in Marcus Mariota at quarterback for Tennessee, and because of that, the Titans have to rely on the running game. I want to see if this Falcons front seven is going to try to slow down Henry in order to make Mariota beat them from the pocket. Mariota will show some flashes, but the bottom line is he simply can't get it done for 4 quarters, and I'm going to take Atlanta at home by the score of 27-20. Now, in Buffalo, it's the surprising 3-0 Bills hosting the 3-0 Patriots with first place in the AFC East on the line. Yes, the Bills are undefeated, but if you look at the three teams that they've beaten, the Jets, the Giants, and the Bengals, only one victory between them. Now, quarterback Josh Allen has not been making mistakes, but I guarantee you, the level of talent and the complexity of the schemes that he is seeing will go up tomorrow. Why? Because you're talking about facing the Patriots. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick is a master when it comes to changing and disguising his defenses in order to confuse quarterbacks, especially young quarterbacks, which will make life tough for Josh Allen. I know that the Patriots are dinged up on the offensive side of the football. Julian Edelman at wide receiver is a possibility for this one. But you still have quarterback Tom Brady with so many interchangeable parts. I think the atmosphere will be electric at New Era Field. The Bills will be able to keep it close for about a quarter, maybe a quarter and a half. But New England superiority will reign supreme. And I'm going to take the Pats by the score of 34-20. Now, at Ford Field in Motown, you're going to have the 2-0-1 Detroit Lions hosting the 3-0 Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City comes into this contest favored by a touchdown, and for very good reason, as quarterback Patrick Mahomes is looking like an MVP caliber player once again. This Lions team, they've been game. Of course, they had that big upset versus the Philadelphia Eagles last week. But the big thing is, will they be able to score enough points, and will they be able to get enough stops versus this Kansas City offense? And if they're able to do that, they have a chance. But if they're not, then it's going to be a very long afternoon for them. So I look at this Lions team, and it's gut check time for them. Will they be able to answer the bell versus this very, very, very explosive Kansas City offense? I'm not sure if Detroit can score enough points to do that. And thus, I'm going to take Kansas City on the road by the score of 30-23. Now, in Indianapolis, you're going to have the 2-1 Indianapolis Colts hosting the 1-2 Oakland Raiders. And a lot of people wanted to write this Colts team off at the beginning of the year, of course, once they lost quarterback Andrew Luck to retirement. But quarterback Jacoby Brissett is not exactly chopped liver. He still has a good team around him, and he has a good head coach who believes in him, and that is a difference, because what you've seen so far from Brissett this season has been a calm, cool, and collected customer in that pocket. The Raiders right now, they're still trying to figure it out versus under head coach John Gruden. And I'll tell you like this, playing a quality team on the road such as the Colts is not going to be easy for them to get it going. Thus, I'm going to take Indianapolis at home by the score of 30-24. Now, in Miami, you're going to have the winless and hapless Dolphins hosting the 1-2 Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers come into this contest favored by 14.5 points, and very easily, as talented as the Chargers are, they could be 0-3, but they got a shot in the arm this week as Melvin Gordon, their star running back, ended his holdout. That could be a huge, huge boost for this team. It's definitely going to help their running game and, of course, veteran quarterback Phillip Rivers. Whole lot of nothing going on for Miami as the 2019 season simply cannot get old, be done quick enough for them. Thus, I'm going to take the Chargers on the road by the score of 30-13. At MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, it's going to be the winless 0-3 Washington Redskins taking on the 1-2 New York Football Giants. And all of a sudden, break up the Giants as they have life under rookie quarterback Daniel Jones. We saw what Jones could do last week in the pocket as he is a calm, cool, and collected customer. And now he wants to show what he can do in front of the home fans. Jones is going to have to score his fair share of points in this one. Why? Because the Giants' defense has been abysmal at best all season long. And it'll be interesting to see if Redskins quarterback Case Keenum and the rest of this offense will be able to take advantage of this. I think this is going to be a classic Redskins-Giants affair, nip and tuck throughout. But I'm going to take New York at home by the score of 23-20. Now in Baltimore, you're going to have the 2-1 Ravens hosting the 1-2 Cleveland Browns. Baltimore comes into this contest favored by 6.5 points, but make no mistake about it, there is no love lost between these AFC North rivals. We're seeing two quarterbacks that were taken in the first round last year, Lamar Jackson for Baltimore, and of course, the Baker Mayfield for the Cleveland Browns. But you look at Lamar Jackson, he has really stepped up in his second season, still has a ways to go to be a polished NFL quarterback, but the bottom line is, he is supremely confident and he is fearless, and that's going to be important because if his Browns offense cannot get to him early, look out because they'll be in for a long afternoon. Baker Mayfield, the Browns quarterback, and the rest of his teammates have a big-time target on their backs this season. They've talked a lot. A lot of people feel that they are the sexy pick to do a lot of big things in the AFC, and so far they haven't been able to keep up with that. The Browns have questions on their offensive line in spite of the fact that they have a ton of talent at the skill position, and their defense has been able to hold their own, but the bottom line is their offense has been shaky. I think this is going to be a back-and-forth, a nip-and-tuck type of affair, and the last team to possess the football will win. This one's going to take Baltimore at home by the score of 26-24. Now, in Houston, you're going to have the 2-1 Texans hosting the 1-2 Carolina Panthers. Carolina was able to get their first victory of the season last week over the Arizona Cardinals under quarterback Kyle Allen as this offense really began to take shape. But now you're going up against the Houston Texans defense that features defensive end J.J. Watt. And if this Panthers offensive line cannot stop Watt, Allen's going to have a long afternoon. Deshaun Watson, the quarterback, is really showing that he is one of the best in the business for the Texans. And if the Texans can protect him and he can get that football to Duke Hopkins, this Panthers secondary is going to have a long afternoon. Thus, I'm going to take Houston at home by the score of 31-24. Now, in Los Angeles, you're going to have the undefeated Rams hosting the 1-2 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Rams come into this contest favored by 9 points at home, and for a good reason. You look at this Bucs defense, they're not good. You saw what the New York Giants were able to do to them last week. And on top of that, you're looking at this Rams pass rush as they are simply going to pin their ears back and try to make life tough for Bucs quarterback Jameis Winston. The Bucs have had issues running the football all season long so far, and because of that, Rams defensive coordinator, Wade Phillips, is going to dial up a lot of blitzes to bring in Winston to make his life tough. I don't see this Bucs defense being able to stop Rams running back Todd Gurley. And if he gets 100 yards, more than likely, it signals a Buccaneers loss. I think Gurley reaches that mark, and I'm going to take the Rams at home by the score of 37-23. Now, in Glendale, you're going to have the 0-2-1 Arizona Cardinals hosting the 2-1 Seattle Seahawks. Many people expected Seattle to win last week at home versus the New Orleans Saints without quarterback Drew Brees, but that was not the case, as it was the Saints who went up to the Pacific Northwest and dictated things versus the Hawks. I look for Seattle to try to get back on track, and of course they want to try to get their running game going with second year back Rashad Penny. This Seahawks defense wasn't flying around the football as much as they liked to last week, and I think they get back to that as they want to try to go out there and make life tough for a rookie quarterback named Kyler Murray. The Cardinals have been game, but week by week it's getting tougher and tougher as teams are really starting to figure out what first-year head coach Cliff Kingsbury is attempting to do, and I don't think this game gets any easier. Thus, I'm going to take Seattle on the road by the score of 34-23. Now, in the NFC North, it's going to be a battle of 2-1 teams as the Minnesota Vikings will travel to take on the Chicago Bears. Both of these teams have not played well so far this season, but the winner of this contest is going to be 3-1 and tied for first place in the division. Can Kirk Cousins have a big game away from home? That's going to be the big thing for the Vikings. And if he is, this is the perfect time to do it, as he will give a huge boost of confidence to his teams if he can do it versus this very stingy Chicago Bears defense. The Vikings' offensive line is solid, but they have to know where number 52 is all afternoon long. And I'm talking about Khalil Mack, because if the Vikings cannot stop Mack, Kirk Cousins is going to be in for a long afternoon. But the quarterback play for the Bears has not been pretty good either, as Mitchell Trubisky has had his fair share of ups and downs, and it's going to be important for him to get the football to the likes of Tariq Cohen early and often in this game if the Bears are going to have a chance. Nip and tuck, back and forth, typical Bears-Vikings game. That's what you can expect, but I'm going to take Minnesota in this one on the road by the score of 23-20. Now, at Mile High, you're going to have the winless Denver Broncos hosting the 1-2 Jacksonville Jaguars. And if you are a fan of offensive football, do not watch this game, because more than likely the first team to 20 will win. You look at the quarterback play for Denver, it hasn't been good with veteran quarterback Joe Flacco, and of course the Jaguars are relying on rookie Gardner Minshew. I look at the defenders to try to step up in this game, try to make an impact. The likes of Bradley Chubb and Von Miller for the Denver Broncos, and of course the likes of veteran Calais Campbell for the Jaguars. This contest is going to come down to field position, special teams, and turnovers. Who can protect the football? I think Denver does a little bit better, and I think they win it home by the score of 20-17. Now, in the Dome in New Orleans, you're going to have the 2-1 Saints hosting the undefeated Dallas Cowboys. And a lot of people think that Dallas has what it takes to get to the Super Bowl and represent the NFC. But even without quarterback Drew Brees under center, this is still going to be a tough game for them on the road versus New Orleans. New Orleans showed a lot of people that they have a lot of heart last week when they went on the road and defeated Seattle, as quarterback Teddy Bridgewater really got something accomplished in his time under his week practice as a starter last week under head coach Sean Payton. I think his confidence is going to continue to grow, and I think the team's confidence is going to continue to grow around him. And I think the Saints want to try to establish that offensive line with running back Alvin Kamara. Now, on the flip side for Dallas, I think you're going to see a bigger dose of running back Ezekiel Elliott this week, as the Cowboys definitely want to get their running game involved to take some pressure off the quarterback Dak Prescott and really quiet the crowd in the Dome. It's going to be a back-and-forth affair, but I think New Orleans wins in a squeaker by the score of 24-23. And finally, on Monday Night Football, it's a battle of winless teams at Heinz Field, as you're going to have the winless Cincinnati Bengals taking on the winless Pittsburgh Steelers. The injuries are there for the Steelers, and the bottom line is they have to try to find a way to save their season and rally around young quarterback Mason Rudolph. But this Steelers defense has to play better. They've been, you know, carved up like Swiss cheese in their first few games of the season, and they have to try to find a way to make life tough for quarterback Andy Dalton. On the flip side for the Bengals under rookie head coach Zach Taylor, they're still trying to figure out what they can and cannot do, and if they don't figure it out soon, this Bengals team will definitely clinch a spot in the top five of next year's NFL draft. It won't be pretty, but I'm going to take the black and gold at home by the score of 27-17. And folks, those are my picks for the upcoming weekend in the world of the National Football League. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, Please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.